It's been 14 months since Sonoma Compost ceased operations at the Sonoma County landfill, their closure forced by a lawsuit over water runoff from the facility. Since then, more than 100,000 tons of organic waste, collected from thousands of green trash bins across the county, has been hauled off the sites in four adjacent counties. And that, says Leslie Lukash, co-chair of the Compost Coalition of Sonoma County, has been an expensive change.
Anywhere from $2.5 to $4 million a year for outhauling. It affects all those companies who rely on compost. We are hearing that the agricultural community is paying 30% more to ship compost of lesser quality back into our community. We are also hearing from the equine industry that they're paying $300 more each time they send out manure to be managed out of county. So there's a lot of additional costs that are happening both on the business side and on the residential side.
Now, after more than a year of paying those higher costs, the process of bringing composting back within the county is getting started, explains Patrick Carter, executive director of the county's Waste Management Agency.
We put out a request for information asking folks that are in the industry that have lots of experience working on these types of projects what their solutions would be. We had a due date of November 14th, and we received 16 responses, which I think is a great indication of a lot of interest in this.
But that was just the first step.
We are in the process of reviewing the applications, looking them over for whether we think they will have the wherewithal to actually build the facility, where these would be located, would that logistically make sense from a transport standpoint, what kind of capacity they would have, whether it would meet our current and future needs, and what kind of materials they would take to make sure that we're not leaving out a big chunk of the waste stream, especially for food waste.
Which all California counties will be required to collect and process when the state's new greenhouse gas regulations go into effect. That will likely push compostable materials up to more than a third of the county's total waste stream. Lukash, who in her professional capacity did a waste characterization study for the county in 2014, says organics were already close to that level even then.
At that point, we knew that 30% of what we generate as residents and businesses is organic matter. We don't know if that percentage has changed. But what we do know is there's a lot of state legislation that's coming through that requires businesses to divert organic matter.
Following their review of the responses to the request for information, Waste Management Chief Carter says a more detailed request for proposals will be prepared and circulated.
Probably spring/summer of 2017 is when we'll be issuing that. There's going to be a lot of vetting that we'd have to do on those proposals. The evaluation of that's going to be more extensive than what we're doing for this request for information process. But it's feasible by the end of next year that we could have a real good, hard plan for how this would go in the future.
Only then will we have a clear idea of when that new facility may actually begin operations, probably sometime in 2018 at the earliest. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.